A drunk driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting a teen with his vehicle on Halloween in Lawrence County. 22-year-old Derek Henry Arnold of Corning was arrested on charges of felony battery, DWI, open container, and reckless and prohibited driving. The teen was taken to a Memphis hospital for treatment, then released the next morning. A man from Ash Flat was arrested by the Highway Patrol Sunday in Howell County. The patrol reports that 57-year-old Gary Butler was arrested on charges of felony possession of meth, misdemeanor DWI drugs, prior offender, careless and imprudent driving, and a misdemeanor Howell County warrant for passing bad checks. He was taken to the Howell County Sheriff's Department. Tomorrow is Election Day for both Arkansas and Missouri, with several major federal and state elections to be decided and several issues on the ballot. Locally, there are not a lot of contested races. In Howell County, for County Coroner, James T. Tim Cherries and Jeffrey Collins are the candidates. For Howell County Northern Commissioner, Calvin Wood and Bill Eccles are the candidates. In Fulton County, for Justice of the Peace, District 5, Zach Branscom and Scott Watkins are the candidates. For Mammoth Spring Mayor, Danny Bush and M. June Grant are the candidates. Mammoth Spring City Council, Ward 2, Position 1, are Dan Grant and Barry O'Dell. For Mammoth Spring Recorder Treasurer, Jim Mills and M. June Grant. For Viola City Council, Position 4, Jesse Leon Johnson and Melinda Ray are the candidates. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has implemented a change to the preliminary online traffic crash and boat drowning accident reports, in which the names of the involved parties will no longer be posted online. The patrol was recently notified of scam incidents across the state targeting motor vehicle crash victims and or individuals associated with someone who was involved in a crash. These suspects may have used information obtained via public databases, including the patrol's online reports, to sound credible. Several accidents were reported over the weekend. Four Donovan residents were injured in an accident west of Donovan early Saturday morning. Two adults suffered moderate injuries. Two children ages 5 and 6 suffered minor injuries when a 26-year-old Donovan man drove off the road and overturned the vehicle he was driving. The accident happened on Missouri Highway 142, 2 miles west of Donovan. A 21-year-old man from Donovan was injured in an accident west of Poplar Bluff Saturday night. The Highway Patrol reports a man suffered serious injuries and was flown from the scene to St. Louis University Hospital. The man was attempting to pass another vehicle and hit that vehicle in the side, then ran off the road and overturned. The accident happened on Route M, 1 mile west of Poplar Bluff. An elderly woman from Ava was injured in an accident in Christian County Sunday morning. The Highway Patrol reports that the 80-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when she failed to negotiate a curve and drove off the roadway. She was taken to Cox South in Springfield. A Wright County man was injured in an accident north of Grove Spring on Saturday. The Highway Patrol says the 53-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he ran off the road and struck a tree. The accident happened on Highway 5, 4 miles north of Grove Spring. A man from Mountain Grove was injured in an accident north of his hometown Sunday. The 62-year-old suffered minor injuries when he ran off the road and overturned the truck he was driving. The accident happened on Highway N, 5 miles north of Mountain Grove. A man from Georgia was arrested in Howell County Friday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports that 40-year-old Dwayne Andrews was arrested on a felony Broward County warrant for being a fugitive from out of state. He was taken to the Howell County Jail and is being held without bond. An earthquake was reported Saturday in Marion County. The earthquake was near Bull Shoals Lake. It was reported just before 6 o'clock Saturday evening. The quake was a 2.2 magnitude. No damage has been reported with this earthquake.